Welcome to Talks at Advent, homilies and reflections given at the Church of the Advent, a Western Rite Orthodox mission in Atlanta, Georgia.
Today's speaker is Father Ken DeVoy.
Well, I want to welcome you this morning to a new birth, if you will. Advent Church is no longer in spiritual limbo in the sense of being between their former Anglican life and the Orthodox Church. They are now officially members of Christ's one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And it is a joyous day. But it's also an important time to remember why we as Christians are here. We talked, and I was listening to our hymns this morning, and we look at our liturgies, and we look at the Psalms, and all the things that we do. We sing of praise to God. We sing about salvation. We sing about all of these types of things, but so often we as Christians, it doesn't matter whether you're in the Orthodox Church or any other Christian persuasion, we have to always remember to come back to, why do we exist as a church? Why does the church need to be in the world? Salvation. Salvation is an interesting word. The root is to be saved. The idea is that we are being saved. But the question is, what are we being saved from? I don't know where all of you are yet in your spiritual journey with God, but for some people, they've come to recognize that Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior, that in Jesus Christ, we have been lifted out of the condition that we were born into. That we were born in a broken state, a state separated from God. And what God, in His sovereignty, has done is not left humanity to flounder around trying to find its own way back to Him. We're in the Advent season right now, and as Christians, we reflect on, and we're moving toward the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And we also recall to mind that part of the promise is that Christ will return again. Very, very important tenet of our faith. But why is Jesus so important? Jesus left the church and the world to continue to do everything that He did while He was here. To preach good news to captives. We're not talking just about captives who are physically in prison. He's talking about all of humanity and how we were born. We were born in a broken, separated state from God. And the only way that we as humanity can get back to God is not through our own work, not through our own devices, not through our own planning, not through our own forms of spirituality. I hear so many people say that, well, I don't need to go to church. I can worship God on the golf course, and I can pray whenever I want. And there's some truth to praying whenever you want and everything else. But it's a lie to think that we can get back to God apart from Jesus Christ. And the birth of this new community here at Advent is, and I put a charge to all of you here, that your number one mission is to continue to do everything that Jesus did when He was here. And firstly and foremostly, we are in the business. There is a business of church in a sense. We exist to bring people to saving faith in Jesus Christ, to advance His kingdom here on earth. And that gospel message cannot be watered down. It cannot be changed. In the 1960s, we exchanged this thing we call feelings. We exchanged I know for I feel. We used to be based on this, I know, we have facts, we have truths. Our society was based on those things. We had a Judeo-Christian philosophy that governed us, where we knew certain truths to be self-evident. But in the 60s, we exchanged that I know for I feel. And now everything in our culture, and it's even crept into the church, this whole notion of feeling. And very often, those feelings lie to us and tell us that we're in a state of being with God that in reality we are not. Our feelings tell us that we want to be the supreme arbiters of our lives and the one who is ultimately in control of all things. And that in and of itself is a lie. God is sovereign. God controls all of the created universe. And God is the one who sets the rules. And what we have to do is respond to what God has presented to us. There's this conversation in Matthew chapter 16 where Jesus is saying to Peter, who do you say that I am? And they go through this whole dialogue. Some say you're Elijah, some say you're something. They go through this whole thing. He looks at Peter and says, who do you say that I am? And he finally comes, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. I want to ask you this morning. Doesn't matter whether you've been a Christian your entire life, sitting in church, wherever you're at right now. I want to ask you, who do you say that Jesus is? Because the answer to that question is of the most greatest importance of any question you will ever answer in your entire life. Who do you say Jesus is? We're going to stand in a moment. We're going to recite our faith in the ancient creed of the church for those of you who are Orthodox. There's 12 statements of faith. I believe. And one of those is believing in Jesus Christ, believing in the Trinity, believing in all these things. But our faith in God is much more than just a set of cognitive ideas and things that are written down on paper. God's not interested in the things we know. He's interested in our hearts. He's interested in our heart. Is our heart leaning towards God? Is our heart in love with God? Have we fallen in love with Jesus? And I want to ask that of Christians particularly. Have we actually fallen in love with Jesus? Healthy, balanced things grow. Healthy marriages, if everything is right, will give birth to children. We live in a culture now where 80% of our population is unchurched again. Henry Blackaby, who was not particularly Orthodox, made a statement. He said, if the world seems to be getting darker and darker, the problem is not with the darkness. The darkness is only acting as its nature. The problem is with the light. If you're really in love with God, if you're really in love with Jesus Christ, that calls us to submit ourselves to Him, to worship Him, to come into community with other believers, and to live our lives together, to change the darkness that we live in. How are we doing in that? How are we doing in that? My sister a few years ago said, she started to cry. She said, the world is so big and it's so dark and there's so many bad things going on. There's murders and rapes and killings and there's war everywhere. She said, I can't do it. I said, well, God's not asking you to change the entire world. God has put each and every one of us in a particular place. We're in our families. We're in our friendships. We're in our workplaces. Wherever we are at the time, we are called to be that light that we profess in our faith. We are there to dispel the darkness. We are there to bring Jesus Christ to wherever we go. How are we doing at that? The Advent season that we're in is a good time to recenter, to refocus, to evaluate where we are in our relationship with the living God. Where is our faith in Jesus Christ? How are we operating our lives? Are we going through the motions of our religiosity and doing all of this, all of the different things that we do? Or are we living organically, are we living our lives in love with God, in love with Jesus Christ? Because that's really what matters. At the end of the day, that's what matters. So many people need to hear that God is not mad at them. We have this image of, you know, we sing the songs, you know, Santa Claus is coming. Yeah, the whole Santa song says, yeah, he's keeping a list, checking it twice, gonna find out. And he goes to those things and says, so Santa is kind of like this guy who's up there, you know, keeping a list of rights and wrongs. Well, I had that image of God for a long time, that God was kind of like an angry Santa. That God was just keeping a list, you know, like, I might be a Christian today if I did more good things than I did bad things. And so often we play those kind of like, those mental games with ourselves. You know, somebody says, are you a Christian today? And I kind of go through the thing, it's like, all right, I did more good things today than I did bad, so I must be a Christian today. God's not an angry Santa. All of redemptive history, everything that God did for us with Jesus Christ is an act of love. That God didn't hold anything back from us. He gave His very Son, His Son Jesus Christ, to set us free from all of those things that bind us. We look at the cross not as an angry God, you know, heaping upon a divine whipping boy, His Son Jesus Christ, His anger and His wrath. It's an act of love, an act of mercy, an act of absolute love, inviting us to come and establish a relationship with Him. What kind of God would just set the whole world in motion, then leave it for us to figure it out, and not give us any information, not give us any pointers, not give us any road signs? God didn't do that. God has been active in our life. God has been pointing us in the direction of Jesus Christ. So please, I want to just encourage you at this point of Advent, our third week. Kind of, we have a rose color, and the rose's idea is we're more than halfway through this kind of this season, and it's a lightning, and the anxious anticipation of the birth of Christ is imminent. And so we the color lightens a little bit and we get a little more excited. But take this last week, these last 2 weeks, before we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. God is constantly inviting us back. Constantly inviting us back. God never moves. God never changes. The question is, where are we in relation to Him? God loves you. God is not mad at you. God's promises He will never leave you nor forsake you. Not you, not your children, not your children's children. It says, though, therefore, go. Therefore, go. And bring that light to the world. Any questions? So we got a preacher over here. Preachers very rarely ask if there's any questions. It's a dangerous thing to do. Just know, Advent was created as a new Orthodox community today. And you are charged with bringing the gospel message to this little corner of the world. To worship God properly and rightly. To fellowship with one another. To do all of those things that Jesus did while He was here. That is your mission. That is your goal. And if you stay focused on why the church exists and why it's important for people to come to saving faith, you will grow and you will just have a ministry that is amazing. Is there an amen out there? We're in the South. Okay, I'm from New England. We don't hear lots of amens out there. Is there an amen now?
Amen.
Amen. What does amen mean? Praise be to the day. I agree with it. Amen. It's okay. I know a lot of Orthodox who don't like to have amens and things like that. We do it in our liturgical function, but it's okay to respond. We're in a homily. The only time the priest actually faces you, where you're the focus. Know that we love you. We love you very much because you're our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we're all doing work to build the kingdom of God here on earth. Our goal is to bring as many people into the kingdom with us. We've begun our eternity now. It's not going to be when we fall asleep and we die. We've already begun it. You're already seated with Christ at the right hand, Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 2 says, where is Christ? He's seated at the right hand of God. Where are we? We are with Him. We're already there. Now we just need to bring as many more people with us as we can. Amen. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Talks at Advent. Homilies and reflections given at the Church of the Advent, a Western Rite Orthodox mission in Atlanta, Georgia.